Good morning, Glenn Kaiser here in Chicago. Well, maybe good afternoon or evening, depending on where you are listening to this. Sorry for the background noise, but I often do these sorts of things outdoors, and there's a bit of wind today here in Chicago. I wanted to simply say this. There are people out there who are listening to this who really wonder, what am I here for? What am I to be doing? God honors people who, out of a heart of love and compassion, a heart of conviction, serve Him and serve others. It's not the issue of specific area of service. It's not the matter of which spiritual gifts you do or don't have, although, of course, it's best to use the ones you do have. But the point is simple. Relationship to serving God and serving others is meeting basic needs. And sometimes, well, that simply means a cup of water being given in the name of the Lord to somebody who's thirsty. Sometimes cooking a meal, cleaning somebody's house, taking out the garbage. It doesn't have to be preaching an incredible sermon or, you know, teaching a group of people in a small group. It doesn't have to be what a lot of Christians, I think, sometimes think of servanthood and service as. So I just want to encourage you to be willing and to pray and ask God to He'll give you eyes to see and ears to hear. What are the needs around me? What are the people around me in need of? Is there a way I can either meet that need, help meet that need, or point them to somebody or some group of people who can? Servanthood is simply about servanthood. And I was thinking about the term minister today, and of course, God's called all of us to be ministers. The question is whether we are ministering. So again, sorry for the background noise here in the city, but this is where I live, and this is where God's called me and people that He's called me to serve and serve alongside of. So there you go this morning, very brief, very simple. God give you the grace to serve what we all want to hear one day from Jesus. And according to the Gospels, those of us who have followed and walked with Him in saving faith will hear it. Well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Glenn Kaiser in Chicago saying thanks for listening.